The Greg Show. Hey, welcome back to The Greg Show. Tonight, the topic is on attraction. Attraction is, we got Valentine's Day coming up, and that's a big thing, obviously, for the people who are involved. Also, those who are looking to become involved, I guess, to become involved and get into, you know, find their Valentine, something like that, find someone that they share that connection with, that that physical attraction, but not just physical. I mean, of course, it's emotional, it's mental, it can be spiritual. I mean, it's a lot of different ways that I believe that we can be attracted to someone. Of course, it's just important to see that, because I think that, like, a lot of times we put these attraction qualities and values into certain categories where we really think that there's just certain things, like we say we have a type, or we have certain, like, things that we look for and stuff like that. And there's nothing wrong with that, of course, because it helps us to kind of help facilitate what we would like. But I think for me, it's more about being open to anything like that, because I don't feel like just having a type is just something that, it can just kind of lock you in and sometimes just make you feel like there's only a certain kind of energy that you're looking for. And it doesn't have to necessarily be that way, because we all have different qualities at different times. You know, sometimes we just see a different quality of a person that at that time they're showing us. And I think it's easy to just base our attraction in that initial moment based on what we're seeing. And of course, obviously that would be the natural thing to do. And we might think that they're like that all the time. Now, if we get to know them for a while, and if we are friends with them, or we, you know, possibly see them on a regular basis, now it could make sense that we would think that would probably be the type of energy that they have consistently. And obviously, you know, with me, it's a big thing about consistency. I'm very big on that, because I feel like it's just so important to always be able to just bring that same kind of level that people are relying on, of course, because it just kind of stops us from doing those overcompensating sort of things where we don't do enough for a little while, and then we kind of feel guilty, or you know, maybe we get stuck in our head about it, and then we kind of overcompensate with the next move. I think, especially a lot of times with you know, this Valentine's Day, and it is kind of the holiday where people want people to get all romantic and stuff like that, and do it, and get the chocolates and a card and the flowers and stuff like that, and that's cool. I mean, it's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's nice to as a gesture to show someone obviously how much you care, and that's a great thing, and especially those that we really love, and I think that's it can be really good. But in my opinion, I mean, I feel like it's something that we should show all the time. I mean, I think that it's just, if we have that real attraction, then we want to just always be letting that person know how special that they are to us, not just on one day of the year. Of course, we can overemphasize it if it's important. I mean, obviously it is, and it is something that can, if it brings people closer, I'm all for it. I am. And that's really, that's what I like. I like people to just get closer like that, and to feel better about who they are and who they can be, and who they are, you know, with the person that they're with. And I think that's really what it's about. It's not just about being with someone because you have to. It's because you want to, because you know that person makes you a better person, a better energy, and you look forward to that. You look forward to sharing your day with them, or seeing how their day was, or just being there, just to be that you know that staple for them. You know, that real important kind of energy that they come home to talk to and have a good conversation with and stuff like that, and really just keeping it positive. I think a lot of times, I mean, we do vent to each other about things that we couldn't really get off our chest throughout the day and stuff like that. And a lot of times it can end up being negative and not really the best things that we're saying. And I think that's the tough part, really, is just because we feel so comfortable with that person, so we want to open up, but a lot of times it turns into things that can kind of really just get that negativity going, and we don't want that, because we really don't want to have that energy, that connection with them, bringing us down giving us that negative energy that we go back and we carry that around and we think about that. I mean, you know, my theory is always just like, I try not to. I mean, it's hard, I know, but it's like, if we have nothing nice to say, I mean, we don't say anything. I mean, obviously that's not an original idea. It's just really the fact that if we do say those negative things, it's just more likely for them to take us down and bring us down, and it's harder to get back up. And I know it's hard. I mean, it's very hard. I mean, obviously it's extremely difficult to be positive all the time, and especially in situations where it's almost like it calls for the negativity to come out and to specifically only just like, it's like, that's the response. You know, that it's just most, like, pretty much 99% of people would elicit those that kind of response and that sort of thing for us to do. And I think it's hard to break away from the norm when the norm is just something that would call for that. And it is. And especially people around that are basically looking at you for that reaction, and they're like, why would they, you know, why would they react that way if I would have done this or I would have done that? And it's just, you know, but we really can't think like that, because that's the non-progressive and like kind of backwards sort of thinking that's not going to advance us at all. And it's not, because it's just basically, it's going to hold us back and not allow us to take it there. And we want to be moving forward. Like I said, that's about the future, man. It's about that future, that good type of thinking, that thinking where we can really just be like just doing things that we wouldn't normally do. I mean, that's the change. I mean, that's the change. And that's the things that need to be done in order to see a change, is just to do something differently than we would normally. But getting back to the attraction, it's just like when you see somebody, I mean, I think, you know, I think a lot of times people just can tell. I mean, women, you know, women usually know whether they would like to date that man within, you know, 5 to 10 seconds. And I think it's quick, you know, it's quick because it's certain things, like I said, that they look for. And that's a good thing. I mean, it's good to have sort of like a baseline, but we want to also be open. We want to be open to other things that they say. Like, maybe they say, like, oh, they want like a nice smile, or just a nice nice eyes that they like to look at, of course. Or, you know, but at times, I mean, it's also cool to be like, maybe he's got a cool sense of humor or something. Like, maybe that's it. And that's something that I can see myself with, because I like to laugh, and I like the person to just keep me laughing on a regular basis, and something that they can see themselves with for a while. And that's important, because it's just easy to just see like someone and be like, okay, I'm going to be with someone just for like a little while. We see, like, we don't really plan on it. I mean, we don't do that. You know, we don't say like, you know, like, we don't start dating and then we're like, yeah, like, I'd like to plan our breakup day too. I mean, it doesn't work like that. I mean, we get into it, be thinking that it's going to keep lasting, and that it's something that we're going to keep doing, because we don't really think about it. It's just kind of just like a ride. I mean, it was like a ride that we go on, and we don't really know when we're going to get off. It's just, it's something that we start and we hope for the best, but it's not really about just hoping, though. That's the thing. I mean, we got to put the time in. I mean, we have to put the time and the energy in, because it takes a lot, you know, it does take a lot to be in those relationships, especially ones that people are coming with out of maybe past not as good relationships, and they're kind of stuck with that energy, or they have people that have hurt them before, or, you know, they've hurt people too, and you know, it happens, man. I mean, it does, and we all do it. I've done it. It's human, you know. It is. It's I've done it, and I feel guilty for it, and I do, because it's something that I've done to just bring somebody down when I couldn't bring myself up. And I think that really had a lot to do with it, is because I just wasn't ready to just see myself like not challenging myself anymore, just maybe just the complacency. And I think that's the thing, what's so tough about getting in a relationship is that I think we get so comfortable with the person for like the fact that they're allowing us to just go on with our lives, and they're with us, and if we're not bettering ourselves, we almost see like we attach that sort of like being like, well, you're not really like, it's like, it's weird. It's like, because we want to be bettering ourselves, but then we're with someone who is okay. We look at them like where they're like, oh, they're okay with the fact that we're not. And I think that sometimes allows us to build up that sort of resentment. And it's not good. You know, it's not, because it's not really their job to light the fire that we need to light. Like we have to be our own greatest motivator too. We should have been doing that like all along, whether we're with someone or not. I mean, the goal is to be the best version of yourself, whether someone is with you or not with you. I mean, you're with someone because you enjoy the attraction, like the physical, the emotional, the connection that you have, but you still want to be the kind of entity that you would be if you weren't with them. Like you still, I mean, obviously, you want to stay faithful, but you want to still be that person. You want to still be that person that is going to still be challenging themselves, that's still going to be going for the promotion, that's still going to be volunteering down at the, you know, whatever, at the soup kitchen or whatever. It's just like something that's just like, you still want to be that good person. Like you don't want to lose sight. I'm not saying you're going to be a bad person if you're not, but it's just the fact that we don't want to allow those being with someone to just kind of stop us from the stuff that we'll be doing if we're not. And I think that's the hardest thing. I mean, that's what I struggled with, because I wasn't bettering myself, and I was almost like attaching that to the person I was with, being like, well, you don't seem to mind that I am not bettering myself and that I'm not being a better version of myself. And you're almost rewarding the fact that I am not taking it there. And I think that's the hardest part, because we want to have that. I mean, we want to have that. We always want to be striving towards something we want, because, you know, I think a lot of times we want to show that to the person. We want to show it to the person. We want to show them that we're doing better, and that we want to be doing better, and that our idea is to be doing better, because we want to be better for them. Not only just better for ourselves. I mean, we want to be better for them, but we want to be better for like just to be better and to always be improving, and not allowing the relationship to make us become complacent. And that's, it's just such a big thing, because it's so easy to get so comfortable. And I think that, like, for me, that's the thing about it. Like, even if I have people that are attracted to me or that I'm attracted to, it's like, I just, at times I feel like getting involved almost just would like stop me from the motivation and the consistency to keep challenging myself and stuff like that. And I know that's, it's not really right, but I mean, it's kind of like, for me, it's like, I just, sometimes I feel like I don't deserve it. You know, I feel like I don't deserve it because I haven't reached the pinnacle of what I'm trying to achieve and everything that I'm going for. And it's almost like, if I feel like if I allow that to stop, or just to stop, or maybe just anything that would stop me from the motivation. But it is almost like a catch 22, because we still want to just, like I said, be in that relationship, but still be challenging ourselves. We still want to be challenging ourselves no matter what. And we don't want to think we're just going to get with a person and be like, okay, I'm done now. That's it. All I need to do is put my time and energy into the relationship. I don't need to do anything else. Like, that's it. I'm off the hook. And it's not like that. I mean, we're never done with it. Like, we should always be working and striving towards something. Like, it doesn't matter whether there is someone with us or not. I mean, it doesn't matter if somebody's watching us or not. I mean, like I said, just live your life like somebody is. You know, live your life like you want to be a good role model for yourself, like somebody is watching you all the time, because like they probably are. And if you are bringing like that kind of presence, if you're bringing that much to the table, then somebody is watching you. I mean, they are watching you because they have to be, because you're just that powerful of a life force, and someone who is taking it there. and really bringing it and always trying to just be better and better and better and better. And people see that because they gravitate towards those that are inspiring, not really tiring. You know, the ones that just want to bring them up and the ones that want to show them that they can do stuff and be better at stuff, because it's so easy to just allow yourself to stop working towards things. And that's the thing about it. It's just so simple to do that. And I think we also try to get into relationships and date and meet people when we're, you know, we don't have everything, taken care of within the other parts of our lives. And that's tough. I mean, it is tough, because then all of a sudden we get those people involved and it's like they get involved and they didn't even sign up for that. And now they're involved and they kind of take on the stuff that they didn't know about and all our problems and things that we didn't really share with them, because we were trying to fulfill an agenda and what we want. And it's tough. You know, it's tough. I mean, everybody wants to be with somebody, man. They do. I mean, we all have that. We want to have that connection. I mean, we want to find someone that we love and we care about. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, it's the natural thing to do. And that's perfectly fine. But I think that it has to be done like tactfully, like just in a way where we can really say that it's important to us to just know that that person's going to be with us on the journey, but it's also the fact that they're going to like welcome our achievements and the things that we want to do, the way that we're challenging ourselves, still striving for things and not stopping us, but you know, not that they're going to go out of their way to, but will they be someone that is like, we will become very complacent with right away? And I think that that's a big deal, because we don't want to see that complacency or latency. You know, we want to keep that kinetic energy going. We want to keep working and moving towards something. And the attraction is like, yeah, it's going to be there. And it's easy to just act on our initial attraction. It's easy to just say like, I'm going to do this because it's there, and it's easy, but it's harder to just not do it when it's there. And I think I'm not saying like always avoid these potential relationships, but just ask yourself like, am I going to get the most I can out of this? Am I going to just make myself like better while I'm with that person? Am I going to keep striving towards things? Am I going to lose that motivation that I have because I'm with that person and now I'm not challenging myself? And that's it. I mean, we don't want to allow them to basically like hinder us from still working towards everything we're working towards. And that's it. Like I said, if they're going to be good and they're going to be like something to enhance it and amplify the motivation, then great. But if they're going to be someone where we stop, you know, we basically just kind of just say, okay, I'm with that person, I can't do anything else, like, that's it, I'm just going to stop lighting the fire for myself, then we really need to question whether that's worth the trade-off. And really, that's what it's about. And it doesn't necessarily like mean to stay single and all that like that. But it just means basically to make that move that's going to just determine whether we're going to be the best version of ourselves with them. And I think that's the main thing to get out of it, because we're looking for that. We're looking to be with the people that are going to be and make us be the best versions of ourselves, the best energies, the best type of people that we can be, because that's the importance. That's the sustainability. That's the thing that's going to make it happen and make us stay in it for the long haul and consistently be something that we keep working towards. But that's what it's about. Because if we don't, then we're kind of sacrificing what we would be doing, which is the best work that we can on ourselves. And we just don't want to allow our the attraction that we have, and then to just basically, like I said, to have us sacrifice the best version that we could be, which is just who we want to be, no matter who we're with, whether we're with somebody or whether we're not with somebody. And that's what it's really about. Just so. Enjoy the attraction, and if it's there, move forward with it and allow it to just make you still be the best person you can be. and that's it. And then they could be the best person they could be, and it's a good win-win situation. So, da 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 da, the Greg Show.